I'm recording this for Julie, who isn't here, so she can never listen to it.
Hi, Julie.
So it's time to announce the latest entrant into the Evans Hall of Fame for services to the entertainment industries. So this person was born 50 years ago. You probably don't know who it is. And had humble beginnings. One of seven children, he stood out from an early age. While his siblings followed their father and worked down the pit from the age of five, he had loftier ambitions. He had his eyes on stardom and stage and screen. While not even 4 foot six, he landed a prime role as one of Ken Dodd's Diddy men. His best and most loyal friends still affectionately call him by his moniker, Dickie Mint. You probably haven't guessed who this is yet, have you? He progressed to being a guitarist and keyboard player, appearing in several bands during the 80s and 90s, including St. Vincent's Dancers and James. His talent knew no bounds, and at the age of 40, he had a brief spell on TV as the host of Mostly Armless, a game show format which brought female arm wrestling into the mainstream. Literary fame beckoned, and he wrote a series of books exploring what it means to be human and a robot, Robophobia, Exilium, and Cosmonaut Zero. His android-themed short stories can be found in a number of collections, The Flash, Perverted, and Kabbalah. As someone who likes to blur the lines between art and reality, he's undertaking a personal transformation into a robot and has to visit Japan regularly for the operations. He is now working on Persona, a motion graphic novel app for smartphones and tablets, which will make it onto the silver screen in due course. I'm honoured to present this Lifetime Achievement Award to Richard Dominic Evans. Would you like to say a few words, Richard?